as House and Senate leaders praised the deal on a constitutional education funding amendment, Republican Representative David Hess sat back, grinning. Give the veteran lawmaker his due. He's been around for nearly every educational constitution funding debate that's happened over the last decade and a half. Over 14 and a half years of failures, Hess believes this year could finally be the year that the Senate and House drum up supermajorities needed to get the amendment on the ballot. And he says he's psyched.
I'm psyched that we passed amendments in the House and the Senate. I'm psyched that we got together and compromised on language that was acceptable. And I'm really psyched that we got language that the governor has signed on to as well.
Getting to this point has been no small task. Legislative leaders and the governor have been negotiating since early 2011. Prospects looked grim late last year when the House barely bothered to consider the governor's amendment. But Speaker Bill O'Brien says ultimately a deep desire to do something outweighed all other considerations.
Governor Lynch and I, really on a one-to-one basis, and some meetings were just between he and I, sat down and we said we all want to solve this. And we said we solve it by trusting each other as wanting the best for New Hampshire.
O'Brien, Senate leaders, and the governor say the amendment will give lawmakers a freer hand to distribute school aid. Right now, lawmakers have to pay for a so-called adequate education, meaning they have to send $3,500 to every student in the state, regardless of their town's wealth. And when funding formulas are challenged in court, they're held up to the highest judicial standard. If the amendment is adopted, supporters say it will be harder for the court to strike down a funding plan. The amendment also gives the legislature authority to set educational standards. Both the Senate and the House meet next Wednesday to vote on the proposal. The amendment is expected to pass the Senate. The question is how it will fare in the House. Speaker O'Brien called on Democrats to follow Governor Lynch's lead.
I would ask that the members of his legislative party have the same courage that he's shown to come forward and support this constitutional amendment.
I don't believe that Democrats are going to vote for a constitutional amendment.
That's Democratic Representative Gary Richardson. He says many House Democrats believe the amendment will lead to the state cutting the nearly $1 billion it spends on public education today. Richardson says to him, this amendment is like giving future legislatures a blank check.
As soon as this constitutional amendment passes, if it passes, the legislature will respond to all of the fiscal concerns that we have. Legislators come here, and our role and our responsibility, what's foremost in our minds, is balancing a budget. And that's what we will do.
The amendment needs 237 votes to pass the House. If most of the 100 Democrats vote no, that means it's up to the Republicans. And really, this is all about the most conservative House members. People just like Representatives Dan Itza, Greg Sorg, and Paul Ingridson. After the amendment language was released, reporters approached the three outside the State House. They looked at the amendment.
Love to help you, but I'd like to...
I'm not going to...
Nothing, guys.
Not today.
And walked away. That's not a good sign for amendment supporters. The problem, explains conservative Senator Jim Forsyth, is that to the most libertarian-minded lawmakers, the amendment gives the state too big a role in education. On top of that, they think the court still has too much say. Forsyth says this amendment presents a dilemma for people like him.
You know, the agonizing decision is whether or not it's better to do nothing or to do something that we know is imperfect or we feel is imperfect based on our beliefs.
Many Republicans believe getting this amendment through the House will be a challenge. Amendment supporters, especially the ones with battle scars like Representative Hess, will do their best to remind conservative holdouts this moment is bigger than them.
You know, the bottom line on constitutional amendments is we're not passing something and then it becomes law. What we're doing is voting to give the people the chance to express themselves on it. They haven't had that chance in 14 and a half years.
Hess says this moment is so monumental, the public is entitled to that opportunity. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.